The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Are you tired of the typical libraries with conventional music that makes you feel meh? Introducing Lyrics.com, the music website made for and by minds like you. Our team are lifelong musicians and producers in love with music. Search the Lyrics music catalogs and find music with guaranteed originality. Mark the difference with Music of Signature at Lyrics.com.
I'm so afraid, but I don't have to say. Fear the unknown is what we have today. When I'm in doubt, fear is the only one. Give me a shout. You're so lonesome. Get out my face. Go and comfort me. Give me some space. Come on, be my babe tonight.
Amazing. This is Sweet Nothing, and the song is In Doubt. This is High Energy Rock and Roll from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we have Aaron here with us to tell us everything about their band and their music. Hi, Aaron. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful. Very, very glad to have you. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
And
yeah, so, good to be here.
Fantastic. So why don't you, take it forward and introduce yourself, your band, everything.
Okay, well, I'm Aaron Anderson, and my band, Sweet Nothing, we're from Albuquerque, New Mexico, like you said. I play guitar, and I do lead vocals for the band. And, we've been around since around, 2015, somewhere around there. We got started. My brother plays drums in the band, and then my best friend Jesse was the original bass player that we started with in 2015. And we always said that we would have a band together and stuff ever since. I knew him since I was about 10 years old, and so ever since then we said we were gonna have a band together. So we started a band when I was about 18 years old, and then things kind of progressed and went on, and we started playing shows about maybe a year and a half, 2 years later. And we started playing with mid to well-known bands. We played with one of our first shows was Richie Ramone, which is a big influence on us, is the Ramones. It was a really fun show, especially for just up-and-coming kids basically that just started a band. It was really, really a cool experience, and we've played a lot here in Albuquerque, but we've also played around the country. We played in LA, we played in Denver, San Antonio, Austin, Detroit. We played in a lot of different places too, so
That is incredible. What's your secret? I'm sure that a lot of people, musicians, would be very interested to understand how did you hit that, with that great opportunity. So how did it come about? Did you do anything special?
I'm passionate about my music, I guess.
that is absolutely crucial. Very, very important. It looks like you're always touring, and how are you doing these days?
Good. We're actually recording and focusing on that right now during this time. you know, I think probably during 2022 we'll get started again, touring and playing different shows at different places. But I'm really looking forward to releasing some new music here pretty soon. We've been recording at a few different places and with some different people and stuff, and it's been really fun. We just recently got a new bass player. His name's Kurt. He's, you know, I was friends with him for a while, and we just introduced him to the band. He's actually a guitar player but he's a bass player by default in this band because we needed a bass player. So he's been playing with us for about six or four months, something like that. And he's actually been a really good fit. So that's pretty cool that he's been in the band for a while. And he's even written a song for us and we recorded it. So it'll be coming out on our next release.
So, well, that's amazing because something you could discuss, you could mention is it's always complicated to find good fits for in a band. Like, it's difficult.
Oh, absolutely.
By itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was just by a weird circumstance that I found Kurt, and I was just hanging out in this bar, and it's probably my favorite bar here in Albuquerque. It's called Anodyne, and he was playing some really cool music on the jukebox. He was actually playing the Helicopters, which is another band that I really, really like. And I think he was playing Turbo Negro too, which is another cool Swedish band. And I was like, I just went up to him and I was like, hey, did you put this on the jukebox? And he was like, yeah, I did actually. And I was like, how did I know? Because, you know, he just looked really rock and roll and he looked really cool. So I was like, hey, did you put this on the jukebox? And he's like, yeah. I was like, do you play guitar? And he's like, yeah, of course. I mean, can't you tell? So, So I was like, oh, cool. Do you want to jam sometime? And so we, you know, jammed times and stuff. And, it just kind of took off from there. And, you know, I just really like playing with him.
That's incredible. That's absolutely a strike of luck. It's so...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fantastic story, honestly. So, imagine you are the one, the main songwriter in your band, is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's incredible. You're so... say that again, his name, the bassist?
His name's Kurt.
Kurt. So you're letting him now, yeah. Be part of that, right? And also write, co-write.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That is incredible.
Yeah, well, he wrote one of the songs that's coming out on our new release that's up and coming. And it's called Do It Alone. And it's kind of about me, I guess. I don't know,
really?
That's kind of what he told me.
Nice.
So that's the only song we have that he wrote right now. But I'm looking forward to, you know, yeah, co-writing or, you know, playing some of his other songs. So this song's pretty cool, so... Yeah, I'm looking forward to writing some more with him.
Wonderful. So, how do you go about, you mentioned that you have recorded so many records. Talk about that and your experience recording, and do you go into a studio, or what's your process?
It's funny that I sent you In Doubt, and that song, I actually wrote that song the day before we went into the studio, and it was kind of incomplete, and I kind of added some, it was kind of really spontaneous. So I kind of added some more lyrics to it when we were actually recording. And, I think it came out pretty cool. I kind of do that a lot sometimes. I just add some lyrics in the studio, you know, kind of unfinished songs, you know, take one song and put it together with another song that I've written before and do some weird stuff like that. But In Doubt, that was a cool song because I have my main guitar is a Rickety. I had playing that. I brought that to the studio. And then they also have another, a 12-string Rickenbacker at the studio. So that song actually has two Rickenbacker guitars on it, is actually pretty cool. And it's kind of like a smithereens type jangly sound, you know, the 12 string on the chorus, I guess it is. And I just thought that sounded pretty cool.
It does, absolutely. That is, yeah. Is fantastic. So do you want to talk about your trajectory in terms of number of albums you have, or how do you distribute or commercialize it?
I think I told you earlier I have like 6 albums out. They're all available on Spotify and stuff, and Apple Music, everywhere. Just look up our latest album was Sweet Nothing Something Sweet Volume 2.
Beautiful.
So if you just look that up, that you can find that. And then the one before that was Sweet Nothing Something Sweet Volume 1. Or actually it was just called Something Sweet. But yeah, and then the one before that was Sweet Nothing New Generation. The one before that was Sweet Nothing Rock Action. And then the one before that was Sweet Nothing Supersonic. I think that's...
Wow, that's...
Is that 6?
That's
a bunch,
really.
They're all EPs, so they have, like, probably 5 songs or, like, less than 5.
Right. Wow, so, I was going to ask you, like, you're really prolific, like, so many records, but still... Even
no, thanks,
if
man.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if they're EPs, I mean, it's a bunch. Like, you're very prolific writer, and so what's your process in writing your music?
There's really no process. There's no one formula to me writing music. It's like, you know, sometimes I'm inspired, sometimes I'm not inspired. I don't know. Sometimes I, you know, sit down to try to write a song and it's just crap and I don't like it, or I don't know. And then sometimes I do the same thing and I do like it, but you know, it all just depends. Sometimes we, jam with the band and then the song comes out. Sometimes I sit down at home and the song comes out, and it just, I don't know, it just really all depends. I don't have a formula at all. So I don't know. I think it's kind of like the best way I've heard it described is writing a song is like kind of like catching a fish. You kind of have to put some bait on the hook and then sit and, you know, wait for it to come to you a little bit. And I feel like being a songwriter, it kind of like, I feel like I'm not even the one writing the song in a way.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe I'm like just like a transmitter, like just like a radio antenna almost, like just like receiving the information and then it's coming through me and then being fed into the song, you know. I feel like if you ask to write any writer or any, you know, good songwriter, that's probably what they'll say too. Like, it's not really my song. It's just, I kind of received it, you know?
Yes. This is a recurring topic. It's come up many times, and absolutely. Writers say that. Is you get into the right frequency or something, then it spits out. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well I want to be mindful of your time and really thank you again for doing this. What is your ideal future? Like, where do you want to take this? Where do you see yourself in like a few years?
Well, I mean, I'd love to, you know, be totally rich and famous. I mean, I think we all would, but I mean, I can see it happening, but I mean, who knows? I don't know. I really want to push my music out there, though. I really want it. I just want people to hear it. I want people to love it, because that's really what it's about. It's not about me. It's about the people. It's about them hearing music that they love. You know, I want to create something that people love. I don't want the success and the fame for me. I want something for people to like, you know. I want something refreshing and new for the audience, and I want, you know, I just want something that people can really love. And I feel like that, and with rock and roll, at least right now, there's not a whole lot of bands doing that. You know, there's not a whole lot of wide mainstream rock and roll bands right now that are our style. And I think that I feel like people are kind of thirsty and, you know, they kind of want that right now. And that's the way I see it anyway. And it's just kind of hard with the internet and stuff. But, you know, I mean, hopefully I can get my songs out there. And, you know, I think I'm on the right path right now.
You are. You definitely are. And you know, what you're saying is totally correct. We need more people like yourself. We need more bands like Sweet Nothing, you know, just making this kind of music for people's enjoyment.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So look, you're absolutely on the right path. Your music is fantastic. Your mission is great. And, you know, we wish you all the best. And hopefully you'll get to as many ears as possible, and they will love it and enjoy it.
I sure hope so.
Indeed. So, yeah, last thing, if you had like some kind of advice for your younger self, or somebody who's getting started, somebody you might think they're in your shoes, what do you think that might be?
Just make as much music as possible, and just don't even care what other people think. Just keep doing it. Try new things all the time. If something isn't work, just try something else. If you got a band member in your band that's just not working for you, don't be afraid to try a different band member, and just try new things all the time. And, you know, just put yourself out there. You know, pay attention to your fans, look after your fans, and just enjoy doing it, you know, and because that's what it's about. It's about loving what you do and loving the music and the art, you know, and just like I said earlier, like, just don't care. Just who cares what anybody thinks about your art? Just make more and let them decide later after, you know, you've made a bunch of art, and then make more, and then just don't even care what they think. Just keep making more art.
Fantastic. We need more art in this world.
Absolutely.
So, okay, one of Aaron Anderson, and this is Sweet Nothing, and we're going to enjoy a little bit more of their song In Doubt. Aaron, thank you. Thank you so much for staying with us for a little bit, and we wish you really all the best.
Of course. All right, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. And let's listen to In Doubt a little bit more. Enjoy. And until the next one.
Tired of the typical libraries with conventional music that makes you feel meh? Introducing Lyrics.com, the music website made for and by minds like you. Our team are lifelong musicians and producers in love with music. Search the Lyrics music catalogs and find music with guaranteed originality. Mark the difference with Music of Signature at Lyrics.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.